And all of our work, in the end, is concluded with a prayer. Well, this is what we study. Now, before us is the Great Congress, our annual Congress 2020. And we need to think, how will we raise a prayer? Both the thousands that will be physically in the Congress and the many others that will be connected to us in all the kinds of different forms from all the different continents. We need to think about how do we reach such a concentration of a request, such an intensity of raising man, that indeed we will be able to start receiving from the Creator both what we need, otherwise we will not receive it. It should be with the good will of the receivers and the good will of the giver, and also as much as possible in the magnitude of the request, the magnitude of our kli, and then we also give him more contentment, more pleasure. So, to delight the Creator means to be equipped with a strong collective, big deficiency, as firm as possible, and to demand as much as possible, like a baby. By that, we will give contentment, and it will be with our goodwill and his goodwill, and that way we will reach the very first contact. This actually is the question, the state, the problem that we have to resolve, that we have.
But what to do if the greatness of the Creator cannot be greater than the importance of the society? But if he sees the Creator as greater than the greatness of the society, this is completely unrealistic. It's fantasy already. Whereas if he sees the greatness of the Creator inside the society, then according to the power of the connection, according to the connection between the friends, then he sees him correctly, because the Creator is the essence of the connection between the friends. So, how do we, if so, pray to the Creator? If the Creator is the essence of the connection between the friends, how do we pray to him? All the time. Rav, the Creator is revealed only between the friends. It's the power that connects one's ego with the ego of another. It's the power that connects our egos together. That is the power of bestowal. It's the power of the Creator. How is he revealed? We have my ego, the ego of the friend. How is the Creator revealed between us? Rav, the Creator, the Bore, is Bo Ure, come and see. And before come and see, he does not exist. Rather, there's a power force in nature which operates, bestows. And we, as the created beings, need to build a detector in order to detect him. Now, to detect him, for that purpose, he created us with the will to receive, which is inherent to each one individually. And if we, above this will to receive, make an effort to connect together, then it follows that we have two qualities in us: our own will to receive, which separates us, and the will to bestow, which we try to assemble above us, above ourselves. And so it turns out that our device or instrument, which we build in that fashion, is capable of detecting and revealing the power of bestowal that's in nature. Not that power, not himself, which we cannot discover. Atzmuto, it's called in Hebrew. We don't have the instruments for that, but when he bestows, we can discover that with the instrument that we have when we build above our will to receive, that will to bestow. And that's the detector. It's called the ten, the paltsuf, the spiritual vessel. So that's clear to us, right? So how? In practice, right now, can we begin? Every moment, yes? How do we build that detector with which to detect the Creator? And where do we reveal Him? Of course, He'll be clothed in our own vessel. Otherwise, how will we feel? It's the same thing as anything else in life. So it turns out that it's not something foggy, vague, something that doesn't exist. It's the opposite. We build it in a very scientific manner, with our emotions, with understanding, we're aware of it. We're building that detector called the soul. And in it, the upper force is revealed, detected. And what we reveal is always a part of him, a part of the divine from above, which is clothed according to equivalence of form in our vessel, which is called the soul. This vessel was made of connected individual egos, right? Conceding the ego in order to connect. And the power of the vessel is according to the power that each one has and the extent to which one forfeited himself. In the relationship, right? If we form a connection between us, a connection above our ego, meaning despite our ego, despite the natural mutual rejection we feel towards each other, if we try to build such a state where we connect, then the forces of this connection, we cannot connect, so we ask the Creator to connect us. But ultimately, when we reach connection above the separation, then the power of that connection is the strength, the power of our spiritual vessel. And in it, in this connection, the Creator is revealed.
Did you say now that in the end we reach connection above separation?
Yes, you have to have connection and separation both. The separation is the aviut, the coarseness of the vessel, and the connection is the zakut, the purity of the vessel.
And is there this action of asking for the purity above the coarseness?
Yes.
How do we reach it?
You make an effort. You try, and the light comes and helps. We play as if, you know, like children. We make efforts, then the light acts, and from our efforts we reach an outcome which is completely spiritual.
Things that you want to convey to us. So how can we press that place of the preparation for the Congress even more? Maybe have more such meetings?
I'm always asking questions which are directed towards connection. Look, I'll tell you. If you go over these questions in the 10, where you want to connect in order to discover the Creator between you, and indeed it all depends on our detector, that which we build, and so it's clear that everything depends on the 10. But if you have 1,000 more with you, 1,500, many tens which connect, which want to connect, then the power is many times over, depending on the number of such tens. Although it's a different progression, it's not just multiplied by 500 tens or something like that. So we need to make sure we have as many tens as possible, which are as prepared as possible for such connections, to try to make an effort to connect in order to discover the Creator between them, in order to give Him contentment. And we are truly asking for it and asking for this to happen to our friends, to other tents alongside us. Then, in that way, when I work in my ten and I'm concerned about the rest of the tents, yes, then my prayer is truly in order to bestow to an extent, at least outwardly, right, in an external manner. And so it follows that I'm awarded with the reforming light, and then that force, that's the operating force that's within, well, we are in the Creator, there's no other place. But with that inclination, we invite Him to operate on us, to affect us and connect us and be revealed. So from here, we can understand that the intensity, the power we want to achieve in the Congress, well, we have all the preparations for it ready already. We need to prepare ourselves even more, perhaps, and then it will be revealed.
Yesterday, you promised that you won't talk about the Congress anymore. Today, from the morning, you shocked us. So the question is, we, the entire 10, is coming to the Congress, 11 people, all of us. The question is, when we will reach there, should we keep on holding the connection between us, or should each one travel to the Congress personally, individually, or maybe just before the Congress we should gather all the strength of the 10, and throughout the Congress we should try and dissolve in all of the other friends? What do you think is the best way to do it?
The best way to come to the Congress, whether you get there together or individually, that's all external conditions, right? But in the Congress, of course, to dissolve, to enter into everyone and to be involved with everyone and not just sit together with your own ten. It's best not to sit with your own ten even a little. If you shouldn't have even two or three people from the same ten sitting together in a ten. Try to do that. I don't know what the organizers are doing exactly, but it's best to make it so that people are mixed completely, or only according to languages, right? You need to match, but everything else, it doesn't matter. We need to feel how different we are, how far away we are from each other, how distant, and this will give us more power in that work of connection. All right? Vilnius.
Question is,
how can we use each morning lesson as a congress? Why don't we succeed in mastering the same power as in congresses?
Because you feel only your own ten. You don't feel that we're in a great big congress even now. So what do we lack? To see these people? So now you have on all the screens 1,000 men. Other than that, it's certain that we have 2,000 more women also watching the morning lesson, I mean. But the problem is that we've come to the understanding that we're unable. We cannot direct my ego and the ego of the friend, even two, not ten necessarily, even two. His ego and my ego, we need to work together such that the Creator is revealed in the connection between us, above our egos, above the will to receive we have. And we cannot seem to arrange that, and we are unable to rise above our egos, me above mine and you above yours, and so to help each other in a reciprocal way. I help my friend come out of his ego, and he helps me come out of my ego, and I feel the extent to which he's making an effort, and I'm following along with him to try to reach him and emotionally. And he does the same thing towards me. And then we meet in a state where me and him, we're not tied to our egos, our wills to receive, but by integrating or joining in the will to receive of the friend, by that one rises. And when we do that, when we connect and we rise, we discover the force of bestowal that's in nature. We discover it with that detector, that sensor, where we are together, that point where we're welded together, right, him and me. And it, in that joint, that's where we discover the Creator. We don't need a congress for that. But when we come to a state such as the Congress, and I hope we all engage in this more or less, then of course the environment affects the person greatly and we will be able to achieve it. We will be able to attain it. But until the Congress, please, yes, you're welcome to it, of course. Let's attain this transcendence, this very moment, and you can discover this power that's in nature. You're in it. We're all.
I noticed that from the morning you're aiming us in the direction of the Congress, and you said not too recently.
Not the Congress, it's now even.
So what does it mean to help the friends with the ego? You said something here now, I'm trying to think what you're saying. Help the friend with his ego. What do you mean by that?
That he wants to come out of his ego.
Yes.
And you, being drawn to him, want to help. You can help. You can help him come out of his ego with your ego. After all, you're interested for him to come out of his ego towards you. Because then he'll be able to come closer to you, to help you. He'll be greater. And you'll be able to easier come out towards him. So that's considered one will help his friend. You understand what's going on here? That even egoistically, you're interested in the friend rising above and succeeding. That's called one will help his friend. Meaning the wisdom of Kabbalah relates to a person wherever he is. You're in your ego. Okay, that's fine. Also from the ego, you can help the friend. And he too can help you in such a way. We're not talking about some foggy thing. Simple. That's why I'm bringing this matter in, that we have to inevitably have it be revealed between us. If we don't help, I need to see the friend like a baby that wants to do something and it's not working out for him. It's not happening and he wants, but it doesn't happen. And he's the same thing. He's in me. He sees this. So that's how we help one another. I am interested with my ego for him to uplift, for him to rise up. Because then I'll have an important, big partner that will help me come out of this. So with my ego, with what I'm in, it's not demanded of me that I will be in some obscured actions. So I come with my ego to him and help him in all kinds of actions, so that he will be able to rise above himself. And he does the same towards me. Meaning we are willing, we are capable of helping one another. It's not demanded of us, help a friend with the force of bestowal. I don't have the force of bestowal. And also the friend doesn't have the force of bestowal. We don't need the force of bestowal. We need the effort, the exertion that one will make, and the other, with his force of reception, will help him. And that's how it is with one towards the other. Look at how nicely sorted this whole thing is. Is this clear? Do you want to ask about this, Akoka? Because you're already not on this. You wanted before.
What I don't understand is, where does bestowal come in here from?
There's no bestowal. What bestowal do you have? What? Are you delusional?
Okay, no problem. What do we have then?
There's a force of reception where one seemingly wants to rise above himself, and the second seemingly wants to rise above himself. And each, with his force of reception, helps the other to come out of it. With my forces, I can't take myself out. But I can help the friend come out. That's called one will help his friend. Otherwise, how can they help one another? They're all egoists. They're all corrupted. By what? Tell me. Are you realistic or not? Everyone's egoistic, so how can we help? With the ego of each and every one. Yes?
So what's the correction here? Because it looks like we're egoists, and we're using them, and...
So I'm asking you, how can it be that a group of egoists throws a rope to someone who's drowning in the river? He wants to come out of his ego. And his egoistic stream is pulling him inwards. So how do they throw a rope to him? From what? They're also egoists. If they were all corrected, there's no question. But they're egoists. Yes?
What is the correction then?
That they want to help him very well. Okay, and they even give him all kinds of examples on behalf of their ego even. They're doing all kinds of examples for him. That helps him come out of his ego. That's called one will help his friend. Otherwise, you need to say, if Rabbi Shimon is in between us, then we can't come out of it. In every 10, there has to be a Kabbalist. But rather, in none of us is there, or in any place, and there will be times that are even worse, and 10s will be even more lower and lowly. But only by working in the right way with the Creator and all the inclinations that are in them. There are several answers here. When it comes to the reward, we have always not in this world, but in the next. The world that comes, the state that will come, each and every state, every degree is called a world, olam. Like you know, we have five worlds, and these five worlds divide to more and more and more. So these degrees have, we can divide them to more and more. So when we talk about there not being a reward in this world, the meaning is in the state that you're in, meaning it's just for you the state between us, you're already in the degree of the world of Bria. So for you, the next degree is the world of Atzilut. And in each world, you have many degrees. So always, each degree is called a world, or olam, and ten sefirot, where in which you attain everything, and then you never attain the answer in the same kelim, in the same state that you're in, but rather you receive an upliftment, and in those new kelim that you reveal, it's called an answer, or repentance. You receive, first of all, the aviut, the coarseness, and upon that aviut, you need to work, to arrange it, to observe it. That's considered that you are stabilizing the question. And then, when you overcome that, meaning you acquire upon it a tzimtzum, masach, or chozer, then that aviut, that question, becomes an answer. And then that's already another degree, a spiritual degree, because the light comes and raises you, and then you are already coming to the next state, which is called the next olam, the next world. So in this world, do you not receive an answer? You receive it in the next.
Besides, he says that in order to receive the reward in the next world, he already has to clearly know it in this world.
You scrutinize in this current state all that you can, but in truth, the answer you receive when you receive a masach and an ascent, and that is where you receive the fulfillment. The upper light that fills.
Suppose I have a car that I can put my family into, or my friends, suppose my friends, my 10. And then we drive and we're on a trip, and now it's not my 10 that comes to me, but suppose 10,000 people, more or less. I don't know how many are connected with us. From what I hear here and there, it's a number that I don't want to express it really, but according to how I meet people everywhere and the way they talk, and They don't say who they are. They don't reveal themselves. Then it's really millions. Now, I'm told, you have to also take them in your car and move forward. How can I put all of them in my small car? This is where we are. Were we in a different state, that we wouldn't have had to drag all of mankind with us, we would have been on completely different spiritual degrees according to our spiritual investment. But the problem is that we have to take mankind with us. And here, we need serious preparation and big kelim that are renewed in us all the time, and they're not ours. And we have to integrate in them, and they in us. In short, there is a very serious addition here, a very strong burden. And therefore, our advancement is so slow,
and non-simple. I really hope that we will prepare ourselves for the Congress in a way that both in regard to our kli and the world kli that we're not familiar with, not those that are connected to us on screens, but thousands over thousands that
as
we have to prepare ourselves for those kelim too. But the main thing are the thousands that will come to the Congress and that will be together with us on the screens, our steady friends, those that are with us, so that we will really have a good connection during the Congress, and then we'll succeed. And that's a problem. We have to prepare ourselves for it. There are several people that are working on it. I'm calling on everyone to connect with them. It's here and abroad that write and are very concerned with it. Way from Croatia is writing. And of course, Weizmann family from France and from Italy. Many friends write, and friends are all the time concerned, not even mentioning our groups that are with us all the time here on the screens. It'll come. The problem in spirituality is that till the very last moment, until you fill the quota, as if there's nothing. And once it's filled, immediately you have everything. It's 0 or 100%. There's nothing in between. Again, it comes from the same rule of no somewhat in spirituality.
How, in order to do the right preparation, you need to depict the results to a certain extent. How should the next world of connection between us need to appear in the world clear in the group?
So, like we said today, that there is no problem. The only problem, eventually, is between the friends.